present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Too Many Crooks.
Now listen, Sonny, I can't give you that money.
But I've brought you my savings book. Look, that's my name on the front. Master James Clitheroe, 45 Lygalac Avenue. I'm him, it's me, I'm Jim. Now come on, mister. I want to spend that £5 before closing time.
Closing time?
At the toffee shop.
Half a crown postlord and a short back and sides, please.
It's you, Mr. Whittle. And what can we sell you today, sir? Airmail letters? Premium bonds? Or we've got some very nice dog licenses.
There you go, Jim, setting me off again. Sometimes your humour can be very infected. You remind me of the old saying, laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you wet your pillow.
Did you want a half-crown postal order, sir?
Oh, that's right, Wacker. Here, Jim. What are you doing in this den of antiquity?
Trying to get blood out of a stone.
I'm sorry, Jim, me no savvy.
I want to draw out a measly £5 on my savings book, and he says I can't have it.
There you are, sir, half-crown postal order.
Ciao, mate, there's the cash. I say.
Yes?
I don't want you to think I'm protruding. But why can't this lad draw his dollar out?
Because he's only got 1 and 9 pence in his account.
Oh, well, that's different. Now, Jim, be sensible. If you've only got 1 and 9 in your account and the gent lets you have £5, he'll finish up a trifle unbalanced.
Oh, I give up. Ta-ra, Mr. Whittle. It's nearly tea time. I'll get back to the workhouse for me bowl of gruel.
Hey, tell you, Jim, I'll give you a lift. I've got one of the firm's vans outside. Come on.
Oh, all right. I know when I'm beaten. Oh, what a life. I'll be glad when I'm old enough to go on the dole.
Look, Jim, if your dad's up for cash, why don't you borrow off your old granddad?
Are you kidding? He's worse off than I am. Huh? This morning I tried to tap him for £2.
What happened?
He tapped me with his slipper and said he was broke. Mr. Whittle, if I asked you nicely...
No, sorry, Jim. If I was to lend you money, your granddad wouldn't like it at all.
Oh, all right. Hey, look who's waiting for a bus, our Susan.
Oh, aye. I wonder if she'd like a lift in the van.
I'll ask her. Pardon me, oh beautiful one. Can we transport you home in Mr. Whittle's winged chariot? The fare's a bob.
Oh, it's you, Mischief. Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hi there, sweet Sue. Would you care for a lift in the Al Jalopy?
Oh, no thanks, Mr. Whittle. I'm meeting my boyfriend, Alfie Hall. We're catching the bus, if he ever turns up.
Oh, he's late for the rendezvous, is he?
He'll be waiting till it goes dark. He doesn't like being seen with her in the daylight.
You can just cut that out. Oh, where is he? I've let 3 buses go already.
Susan, while you're waiting, would you like to play a game?
What do you mean?
It's dead simple. First of all, you give me 5 shillings.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's smashing, Susan. I'm Abenaza, the magician, and you're Widow Twanky.
Hey, come on, Jim. We haven't got time for your pantomime comicalities.
This is magic, Mr. Whittle. I'll make her 5 shillings become something else.
What are you talking about?
I walk into that shop over there, put the 5 bob on the counter and say, Fee, fo, fi, fum, turn into sweets for Jimmy's tum.
£22, £23, £23.10.
Oh, will you be long, Father? I want to set the table for tea.
Now, hang on a minute, Pat. 24, 25. Well, how about that? We've raised £25 on the donations.
Oh, that's very good. Oh, it'll be a big help towards the old age pensioner's treat.
Ah, you're right. You've got something I can put it in, Pat? I'll go to the bank tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, yes. Look, there's this envelope from Mr. Dobson, the grocer. He sent me the bill this morning.
Let me see. Ah, that'll do fine.
Well, here you are, then. I should get all that money out of sight before Jimmy comes in. He might get his water pistol out and do a Dick Turpin on you.
Oh, it just fits in. Now, put this little lot in the sideboard drawer in the front room. You know, Pat, it's funny this envelope should be from Dobson, the grocer.
Why?
Well, he was the only tradesman in the district who wouldn't give me a donation for the pensioners.
Well, I shouldn't think he's short of money. That shop's a gold mine.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Grandad.
Hello, Jimmy.
I've got a message for you from Mr. Whittle. He says he's sorry you're broke and he'll take you sailing.
Sailing?
Yes. If you'll meet him at the Rose and Crown tonight, he'll push the boat out.
No, that'll be enough of that, Jimmy. I've had enough cheek from that old skinflint Dobson the grocer. Just because I happened to ask him a simple favour.
What did he do? Take the eggshells back and ask him if there was anything on the empties?
Now, don't be funny. The only way you'd ever get money out of Dobson would to be to pinch it out of his till. Well, anyway, Pat, I'll just put this little lot away and wash my hands for my tea.
Right, Father. You better get ready for tea as well, Jimmy. Oh, just answer the door while I'm in the kitchen, will you? It's probably Susan and Alfie.
Right, Mum. Susan and Alfie were sweethearts. Oh, Lordy, how they could snog.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Snoggy. Alfie. Come in.
It's hard, Jimmy.
Hey, where is she?
Who?
Ah, oh, Susan. She's not here with you.
Oh, I know that, because I'm on my own. Yeah, I'm with you, but you're not Susan, are you?
No, thank goodness. If I was our Susan, I'd be waiting at the bus stop for a big, soft Nelly.
Oh, is that where she is? Hey, well, look, I'll tell you first. It's exciting, this. Listen, I went in Dobson's, the grocer's, this afternoon because it was my turn to make the tea break. Working with no cocoa, so I got some coffee. And while I was giving Dobson the money, he said he'd had it pinched out of his till while his back was turned. Oh, I'm short of breath.
You'll be short of blood when our Susan sees you.
Jimmy, didn't you hear me? I said there'd been a robbery at Robson's. A robbery at Dobson's. You see, I was there while I was giving him the
And somebody pinched your brains.
Oh, look, hey, if you're going to be cheeky, I'll go and tell your mother at the bus stop. I mean, you're Susan at the bus... The bus stop? Oh, hey, Susan's waiting at the bus stop. Waiting for me at the bus stop.
With a sickening thud... The penny drops.
Oh, dear me. She'll be waiting. I'm off.
Oh, Alfie, you're here.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. Ta-ra.
Oh, are you going?
No, I'm coming back. But I'm going first, and then I'm coming back.
Wait a minute. But where's Susan?
She's waiting for a robbery at the bus stop.
What?
No, waiting at the groceries for a tea break.
Oh, I see. Jimmy, what's he talking about?
About the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard.
You see, it's you and Susan.
Mother, what do you think? Alfie never... Alfie!
Yeah, hello, Susan. I was just telling your mother where I'm going. You see, Mrs. Clitheroe, Susan's not here. She's not there. You're not with it. With me, I mean, she's waiting to be picked. Susan!
Alfie, I waited over half an hour for you. What happened?
Yeah, well, I got everything mixed up as usual. Yeah, I've always been like this. I used to be the same at school, and I'm no better now I'm grown up. Yeah, I mean...
What are you trying to say?
He was a crazy mixed-up kid who grew into a silly old goat.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, belt up.
Now, does anyone want any more tea?
Oh, thanks, Bert. I've had quite sufficient.
Susan?
No, thanks, Mother.
Alfie?
I haven't.
She wants to know if you want any more. Go on, try for that chocolate biscuit.
Well, I've had two already.
Well, take it and give it to me. I haven't had any.
Look, now, just stop it, Jimmy. Pat, How long did you say you and Susan would be at Mrs. Eccles' place?
Well, I don't know, Father. You see, Mrs. Eccles wants to finish Susan's cocktail gown tonight. We might be a couple of hours. Did you want to go out tonight, Father?
Well, I was kind of expecting to have an hour or two at the Rose and Crown with Whittle. But it looks like I'll have to stay in and look after Jimmy.
I can look after myself, Grandad.
Mr. Sinclair, I'll look after Jimmy for you.
Oh, now, that's very nice of you, Alfie, but I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble. And you don't have to go to the pub.
Said he with his tongue hanging out.
Jimmy.
It's all right, Mr. Sinclair. I don't mind keeping Jimmy company.
Oh, well, then in that case, well, thanks, Alfie. Well, I'll hurry up and get changed back.
Right, Father. Well, Susan, drink your tea and we'll be off.
Jimmy, well, what shall we do to pass the time?
Oh, we've got plenty of games in the front room. Come on, we'll find one.
Yeah, right, Jim. See you later, Susan. Mrs. Clitheroe.
I won't be too long, Alfie.
Bye, Alfie.
Right, now, what shall we play at? Are you any good at dominoes?
Oh, yes.
Are you any good at snakes and ladders?
Oh, very good.
I see. Are you any good at darts?
No, I'm not much of a hand with them.
Good, I'll play you at darts. A shilling a game. We'll use me granddad's darts, the smashers. You look for them in the top drawer of the sideboard while I hang the board up.
You're right, Jimmy. Hey, I say, what a lot of junk there is in here.
Never mind the junk, find the darts.
Oh, I'll have to take one or two things out. This envelope for a start.
Hurry up, I'm all ready to whitewash you.
Well, I've only one pair of hands, and one of them's got a chocolate biscuit in it.
Here, let me have a look. Ah, here they are. Now, come on, Alfie. A shilling a game, 301 up, middle for diddle, and as you're bigger than me, you throw kneeling down.
Your mother says there's some meat pies in the kitchen if you and Alfie get a wee bit peckish later on.
Thanks, Grandad.
Hey, what are you doing with my darts?
Well, we're going to have a game. Don't worry, I won't make the same mistake as last time.
What with that?
I hung the dartboard up next to the window.
Never mind that. Now put them back. They're my property. And hey, Alfie. What's that you got in your hand?
Half a chocolate biscuit.
I mean the other hand, the envelope.
Oh, I thought you meant the chocolate biscuit.
Well, give it to me, it's mine.
Yeah, well, I've eaten half of it. Would you like a mint humbug instead?
Give me that envelope.
Oh, you've torn it. Hey? Hey, it's full of money.
You blithering idiot.
Grandad, where did you get all that?
You mind your own business, and that goes for you too, Alfie.
But you told me you were broke this morning.
Ah, well, an hour ago I went out and robbed a bank.
Yeah, you'll get it, Mother, if you... Ah, you didn't rob a bank. They were all shut an hour ago.
You see, Grandad, you can't fool Alfie. He's not as daft as he looks.
I'm not as daft. Oh, shut up.
Go out of my way. Now, Jimmy, I'm putting this money back in the drawer. And if you lay a finger on it, I'll dust your pants for you.
I won't touch it, Grandad.
You'd better not. Now, just behave yourselves.
Alfie, you've gone and upset him now. Now we can't play darts. Why didn't you give it to him straight away?
I didn't know he liked chocolate biscuits.
Not the chocolate biscuits, the envelope. Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Hey, Jim, Mr. Dobson must have given your granddad that money.
Who?
The Dobson, the grocer. His name was on the envelope.
Don't be daft. Grandad was only saying what an old skinflint he was. He said the only way to get any money off him was to pinch it from the till. Oh, heck, Alfie. What were you telling me about Dobson's being robbed?
Yeah, well, you see, I went in Dobson's, the grocer's, because it was my turn to make the tea break, but with no cocoa, so I got some coffee, and while I was...
You'll get to punch up the spout in a minute. How was he robbed?
Somebody pinched the money from his till when he wasn't looking. Mr. Dobson, I mean, not pinch the money, wasn't looking. The other fella was looking, or he couldn't have pinched the money while Mr. Dobson wasn't looking.
He didn't see him then.
Oh.
Mr. Dobson, this bloke who pinched the money when he wasn't looking did see Mr. Dobson. Did Mr. Dobson see him when he wasn't looking? Have they caught the thief?
No, but they've got a clue.
That's something you haven't got.
When I left the shop, I spoke to him on the corner.
Mr. Dobson or the thief?
Neither, the bloke selling newspapers. And he said that he saw an old gentleman running away from the shop, so they think it were him.
An old fella? The envelope? From his till? Alfie, me granddad's a thief.
Is he? What's he pinched?
Oh, wrap up. Dobson's been robbed. I told you what me grandad said about him, and now we've found the money.
Oh, dear. You mean he's the old gentleman?
Yes, the daft old gentleman. That's it, he's going daft in his old age. No wonder he was annoyed when he found us taking his things out of that drawer.
But the envelope and his darts, you mean?
Yes, Alfie, what shall we do?
Play dominoes.
You what?
Well, he said we can't have his darts.
I mean about... Oh, don't bother. I'll phone Mr. Craythorpe and ask him to come over and help us.
Oh, you mean about your granddad? Oh, that's a good idea. Is there anything I can do?
Yes. Stick a notice on your head. To let. Unfurnished.
But what are we going to do, Mr. Craythorpe, to stop the police catching up with Mr. Sinclair?
I don't know. I'm stunned. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. What can I say? I just haven't anything to say.
Now I know what Mr. Whittle went about you.
What do you mean?
He said you can talk for hours without saying anything.
James, this is a very grave situation, and we can do without your facetious remarks.
Yeah, we don't want any of your funny cracks either.
Look, Mr. Craythorpe, why don't you go upstairs and tell me Grandad we've found him out and make him take the money back?
Oh, no, 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 James. That might be a serious mistake.
Yes, he'd thumb you.
No, Alfred, this is a psychological problem. We're here to help a poor old man who is not quite, well, who is a little, but, well, who's gone...
He's gone bonkers.
Yes, no, 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 he's not himself.
Well, cheerio, Jim. Bye, Alfie.
Cheerio, Mr. Bonkers. You're crackers. You're the Sinclair.
Well, what's up with you, lad? Oh, hello, Theodore. I didn't know you were coming round.
No, James rang me. I popped round to see James and Alfred.
He wants to talk to you, Grandad.
Do I? Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I do.
Well, I was just on my way over to the Rose and Crown.
Well, I don't want to prevent you going out.
He's just trying to stop you going in.
Pardon?
We were just discussing the robbery at Dobson's.
Oh, I know all about that.
You do know about it?
Oh, somebody mentioned it to me. Oh, anyway, it serves that old skinflint right.
Mr. Sinclair, you're not saying you approve of theft.
Well, I know it's wrong, but... Well, he's such a mean man. Wouldn't give a penny to the old age pensioner's treat. I'll tell you this, if I had to rob someone, Dobson is the bloke I'd pick. Anyway, what do you want to talk to me about, Theodore?
About you robbing the shop. I've forgotten.
You want to take things easy, Theodore. You're going a bit funny in your old age. Well, I'll be off while the beer's still on. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Sinclair.
Bye, Grandad. See you in court. That was marvellous, Mr. Craythorpe. The way you forced the truth out of him.
Very funny, I'm sure.
Come in the other room. I've got an idea.
Well, you can keep it to yourself.
Oh, don't be like that, Mr. Craythorpe. Come on, let's see what he wants.
Look, Alfie, he's left the money in the drawer there, so there's still a chance.
What do you mean, a chance?
Listen, if that money's put back in the grocer's till, the police will never catch up with me, Grandad.
Well, probably not. But how can you put it back? You're not going to break in, I hope.
No, Mr. Dobson keeps paraffin oil in his cellar, away from the food. So if somebody asks for paraffin oil, he has to leave the shop empty.
I see. So you mean you will go into the shop?
That's right.
Ask him for a pint of paraffin oil?
That's right.
And while he's downstairs, you'll put the money back in the till?
That's wrong. You and Alfie will put it back.
No, I'm not doing it.
Look, if I'm in the shop, he'll know I had the money. But when you two put the money in, you knock something over to make a noise, I shout, help, and Mr. Dobson comes running upstairs as you dash out of the door.
Well, that sounds possible. Ah, but what if he runs after us?
By the time he's got up off the floor, you'll be miles away.
What do you mean, off the floor?
I think he'll accidentally trip over my foot. Well, Mr. Craythorpe, will you do it?
Yes. After all, we're doing it to help a friend.
Oh, all right.
Come on, then. Any questions?
Well, there's only one thing.
What?
Well, you've got electric lights everywhere in your house, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, why do you want a pint of paraffin oil?
Let's see your money first, Clitheroe, my lad.
There it is, Mr. Dobson, a 2-shilling piece.
Thanks. I'll give you the change when I get the paraffin. It'd be just like you to let me get down the cellar and then shout one of your funny remarks.
Oh, Mr. Dobson, I wouldn't do that.
No. You're always down the street opening our shop doors and shouting things.
Have you any broken biscuits? Well, mend them. Have you any canned sardines? Well, sober them up.
All right. I know you.
Oh, we stopped that. Ever since my pal Ozzy was clouted by Mr. Grimbold.
Grimbold, the undertaker?
Yes, Ozzy asked him if he'd any empty boxes.
Very well, then. Just don't mess about with anything while I'm in the cellar.
He's gone. Now to let in the gangsters. Psst, psst. Come on. Come in, you two. Hey, Theodore Fagin. In here.
Is it all clear, James?
Yes, but don't shut the door. It rings the bell. Don't forget, Alfie.
All right, I'll be careful.
Right. Go on, get the money in the till.
Now, Alfred, as soon as I open it, I put in the money and you pop in the conscience note.
The what?
The note you wrote saying you were returning the money because your conscience was troubling you.
Then I'm not something over. Jimmy yells and we run for it.
Yes. Now, don't be nervous. Ready?
What was that?
Shut up, it's the till.
There's the money in. Now the note, Alfred.
Yeah.
Thank you. But this is a blank piece of paper.
Well, I forgot I haven't written it yet. have you got a pencil, Mr. Craythorpe? Oh, it's all right. There's one here on the counter. I think I can just reach it.
Help!
Not yet. We haven't written the note.
Oh, my leg. Oh, my leg.
Dobson's coming. Run for it.
I've hurt my left leg.
Well, use your right leg and hop it.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, come on.
I'll get you. Stop, please. Oh.
Sorry, Mr. Dobson. I forgot I left my foot there. Well, ta-ra, I'll see you again.
You stop here. I'm phoning the police and you're a witness. Now, remember what they looked like. You must have had a good look at them.
So, I couldn't really see them properly if I had my eyes closed, could I, Sergeant?
Oh, now then, listen. Never mind if you were frightened you'd have your eyes closed. The point is, did you have your eyes closed?
Well, no.
Now, look, son, the constable's out there in the car. He's waiting to send these descriptions over the radio. So will you stop messing about?
Well, one of them was bigger than the other.
That's a great help, is that? Well, look, how tall was he? The big one?
Oh, would you say 6'6", Mr. Dobson?
I would not.
Well, let's say 7 foot. Was it a red beard he had?
Look, nobody had a beard. And that fellow were about 5'10" and weedy-looking.
No, that was the other fellow, the one with the bald head.
Bald head? He had a cap on.
Now, look, sonny, we're not playing games, you know. If he had a cap on, how do you know he was bald?
Well, you see, he was very polite. Before he broke into the till, he said good evening and raised his cap.
That does it. Go on. Clear off. I probably have something to say to your mother later.
But, Sergeant...
Oh, go on. Out you go. Go on.
Well, if you need any more help, you know where to find me.
That kid's up to something.
Sergeant, I've just checked this till and I can't understand it.
Well, how much did they pinch?
Nothing. That's it. There's £25 more than before they came.
You mean they've put money in?
Aye. I give up. This afternoon somebody pinches 15 quid and tonight someone gives me 25.
Oh, this is a queer business.
Sergeant, there's another message come through on the radio.
Oh, not another shop broken, is it?
No, it's a house, 45 Lilac Avenue. And Mr. Sinclair has reported a robbery.
Now, look, Mr. Sinclair and Mrs. Clitheroe. Constable Parker and myself, we've been over every inch of this room.
Ah, we have that, as you might say, with a fine tooth comb.
Yes, Parker. And, sir, it has obviously not been broken into.
As you might say, an inside job.
Yeah, Parker.
But that's ridiculous, Sergeant. None of our friends would steal. Or perhaps you think one of the family did it.
Mother, I'm only telling you what the evidence shows.
Well, you want to look again. Some thief has obviously got in somehow.
Not unless Father Christmas got down the chimney.
This isn't funny to us, Sergeant.
They're in here.
Mr. Sinclair, I think you'd better come down to the station.
No, you don't. Oh, you're not arresting me, Grandad. Alfie, Mr. Craythorpe, grab the coppers.
Let go of me, lad. What are you doing?
I won't. Run for it, Grandad.
What are you doing, Jimmy?
Jimmy, stop that. Let go of the sergeant.
It's no use, James. We can't fight the law.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mr. Sinclair didn't mean to steal the money. I mean, well, he couldn't help it. It's his age. I mean, he can't help being crackers.
Alfred, please. Look, Sergeant, the stolen money has been returned to Dobson's, the grocer's.
Dobson's? How did you know?
Well, we took it from the drawer and put it back in the till.
But headquarters just sent a message on the radio saying the thief had been caught with the money on him. He's confessed.
Oh, heck.
Jimmy, did you take Grandad's money from that drawer?
No, Mr. Craythorpe took it.
James, you told me to take it, you and Alfred. You said your grandfather had stolen it from Dobson's.
Oh, did he?
We seem to have solved two crimes at once, where I don't need to be asking any more questions.
There's one question I'd like to ask, Sergeant.
Oh, and what's that, son?
How much would you be after charging for police protection?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing were Tony Melody, Brian Truman, and Jack Woolgar. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.